no stinking daylight savings time is going to keep us down, by golly. We're here for you, folks. Yes, we are on a Monday edition of the program. Hello. I am Scott Hinnon, along with Todd, the radio god Mitchell, on 550 K-Fire, KCJB Minot, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, and KTGO Tioga, as well as KLTC in Dickinson. That's what makes up the What's On Your Mind radio family to beam us to you, to your living rooms, to your kitchens, to your cars, to your trucks. Hopefully they're not EcoBoost. They're having some issues like a caller earlier. That was funny, actually. First call of the day for Ron Ness was, my truck doesn't work. Get your oil to get my truck to work. But anyway,
well, the truck's run on petroleum, and Ron Ness is from the Petroleum Council, so what's the problem?
Yeah, makes some sense. Yeah, and I have had some Jim Kraft sent a note here, and Jim said that I was suggesting that all vehicles are having problems as a result of CAFE standards. I don't think I said that, Jim, but he said the problem's just with that EcoBoost, and I think he's right. Yeah, I didn't suggest it was a problem beyond that. But anyway, you can feel free to disagree with me here on the program anytime if you'd like. I don't know what happened to our caller from Botno. Maybe too long of a wait, but I hope she calls back. She wanted to talk about the Botno women's basketball team. What do we need to know about the Botno women's basketball team? I might be out of the loop here. Did they have a successful weekend? They're going to a championship. All right. So we need to know more. Come on, Botno. I'm going to be up there on March 23rd. Maybe if I'd already been there, I'd know this already. But there's a lot of things to love about this weekend. On the Minnesota side, East Grand Forks, Minnesota won the state high school hockey tournament. That was pretty cool. Also on the Minnesota side, Irv Inniger. Remember Irv Inniger, legendary coach of the NDSU basketball team? He took on a really neat role as the coach of the Park Christian High School team. Park Christian is a parochial school in Moorhead, Minnesota, and they are going to state for the first time ever. And Irv has just done an incredible job coaching the team for the year, some really good players. And so, Flo, by the way, thank you for the reminder. I did know that Irv and the crew had won, and I love the story. I mean, Irv Inniger is just such a great individual, a great guy, and that's just been such a wonderful story. I mean, he's a busy guy. He's part of the leadership team over at Choice Financial, and obviously has all kinds of things going on in his life, but decides at this stage of his life, when really he should be just putting his feet up somewhere with his lovely wife, Linda, to coach the Park Christian High School team. Just total public service, community service. I mean, how neat is that? And so he did really a neat thing, and they're really having a great year. So they're going to the state tournament for the first time ever. That's going to be a great story, a fun one to follow. So what other fun sports stories did we miss over the weekend, for crying out loud? Evidently one in Botno. I don't know about that, too. So let us know. Here's the telephone numbers, by the way. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. A little later on this hour, we're going to chat with Myra Anderson from the Vote Yes Committee in Watford City. They have a vote tomorrow on a new school. It's about a $47 million school. They're asking the voters for about half of that. So it seems like a good bargain to me. If I were a resident of Watford City, man, would I be a happy guy. What a great community. I would be voting yes tomorrow for sure, and I hope folks do. Clay Jenkinson's going to join us tomorrow on the program. We're also going to talk with the folks from the Outdoor Adventure Foundation. What a wonderful organization they are. They have their big banquet, 50-gun raffle kicking off this coming weekend, and they do some really neat things for kids that are suffering from life-threatening diseases, as well as with the Wounded Warriors, and it's a lot of fun. So look forward to that conversation tomorrow. Governor Jack Dalrymple will be here at the bottom of the hour to take your calls on any and all topics, too. So in the meantime, let's tell us what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. Before I get to the calls, I have one thing on my mind today that I do want to share. Where is that plane? Do you have a theory, Todd? What the heck happened to that missing jet?
That's a little far from the Bermuda Triangle, so it's a great question.
Now, because we know about these passports that were stolen, and the two people who owned the passports have been found, and they were not on the plane, but their passports were stolen, and their names were on the manifest. There's some shenanigans here. No question about it. Okay. There's something amiss. There is terrorism. That's pretty much, in my view, a slam dunk at this point, given you got folks with stolen passports on the plane. But where's the plane? Gets to 36,000 some feet and just disappears?
Got to be someplace.
Can a plane disintegrate without anybody noticing of something somewhere? I don't think so. So have they taken the plane somewhere? And how do you, there's only a few places a 777 can land, right? So I'm curious. What do you think happened to the missing jet? I have no theory, but I'd like to know. Bob in West Hope, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Bob.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Bob.
About this daylight savings time. It's really a nice thing in a way, but then in the afternoon, it's a bad thing because I'm missing out on my happy hour. It's got to be too late.
Messing up your happy hour, huh, Bob?
Yeah.
What is your happy hour?
Well, happy hour is when you sit back and relax and do what you have to do then.
I mean, do you go somewhere from happy hour? Where does happy hour take place? Like your favorite watering hole, or what do you do?
Yeah, it's a favorite word, kind of like that. Used to be. Now I haven't been doing that because daylight savings time moved in.
Stole your happy hour.
Yeah.
So you can't still be happy at 5 o'clock, Bob? Come on.
Well, it's 5 o'clock someplace, you know.
Yeah, I've heard that song.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's another thing, too. You said you're going to be in Botno the 23rd?
Yes, sir.
That's a Sunday.
Well, maybe I messed that up. Maybe it's the 25th. Let me check my calendar here. I don't know where I'm going to be this afternoon at noon, so trust me, I'm the wrong guy. It is the 25th. Sorry, it's March 25th. I'll be in Botno.
Okay.
Tuesday the 25th.
And you're going to be in the town or up at Menigoshi?
No, we're going to be both. We're going to be with our friend Pat Arts from the bank there.
Okay.
Matter of fact,
yep.
Broadcasting line.
I know all the arts is real well.
Yeah. Well, this, see, Pat invited us. We were down at Frisco, Texas, for the big, football game. And Pat's a big Bison fan, and he came up and introduced himself to me, and he said, "Would you ever come to Botno?" And I said, "You had me at hello."
Yeah.
And Lake Monegoshi, the whole thing. So State Bank of Botno is going to be our host on Tuesday the 25th, and we're going to meet a lot of community folks and hopefully find some good pie. Although I won't eat any because it has sugar in it last time I checked. But
do you know how big a family he come from?
I don't.
I think there was 23.
That's awesome.
And there's whatever. It's a big family. They lived up around the Antler Country.
Well, fabulous. I hope you come see us, Bob, when we're there on the 25th. And thanks for catching the correct date there for me, okay?
I will see what I can do.
All right, my good man. Good to talk to you, and good luck with that happy hour deal. Aaron and Flasher, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Are you there, Aaron? Hi,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Hey, I wanted to give my Flasher Bulldogs a big shout-out for the way they played this last weekend. They proved that they belong there, and I'm proud to be a Bulldog.
Yeah, I tell you what, that was a heck of a game. 67-65, Fargo Oak Grove. Downs Flasher in that State B basketball tournament. But, I mean, what a – and then, obviously, Oak Grove goes on to win it. That was, Dan, that State B basketball tournament is nothing short of just extraordinary, isn't it?
Yeah, they had a chance to win that game and beat the eventual state champions. And I got a couple questions about that state tournament. One thing is, why would they have it way up in Grand Forks? First of all, Grand Forks and Fargo, they're made to play football, and they're not really a good basketball venue. And plus, it's way up in the corner of the state. Why wouldn't they rather have it in Bismarck or Minot all the time?
Good question. Good question. We'll ask the folks in the State High School Association to answer that question for you. I love State, sports. I just do. It's just so North Dakota.
One more question.
Yes, sir.
They, of course, the boys lost their first game on Thursday, so the only way we could watch it was to listen to it on the radio. And that's the only game they never played on the radio on Friday or Saturday was the Flasher game. The other three games were all on the radio. I'm just wondering what the deal was.
We had Flasher on.
Must have been listening to the wrong station. 550.
No. No, we are listening. They weren't on either day.
Yeah, we had Flasher on. I was sitting here at the board running the commercials for it.
Well, I was listening. They weren't on my radio.
Well, yeah, what the heck?
They were definitely on 550. I was sitting here running the commercials for it, so, yeah.
And I even looked in the paper and to see if they were on a different channel, and they didn't even have them listed in the paper as being on any channel.
Can't help you on that one, Aaron, but I can help you getting an answer on the location and how they choose it. We'll do that on a future program for you. Make a note here, okay, sir?
All right. And I just wanted to tell them boys in Flasher I'm proud of them.
You're darn right. Well said, Aaron. We're proud of them, too. Thanks a bunch. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's On Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Save the date, May 31st, the day the USS North Dakota will be commissioned in Connecticut. Here's the chair of the USS North Dakota Committee, Bob Weefald, for more.
We have been given the great honor, the great privilege of having a ship named after our great state. It's the second one that's been named after our state. It's been over 90 years since a ship carried the name of North Dakota. And May 31st, when we get commissioned, it'll be 104 years since the ship has been commissioned with the name of North Dakota. So this is a historic moment for the people of our state. It's something everybody can be proud of, something everybody can be involved in. And the other thing about it, it's also given us a chance to really demonstrate some patriotism, because this nuclear submarine is going to be the latest and greatest attack submarine in the U.S. Navy, in the world, as a matter of fact. And we can be proud it's going to bear our name.
To be a part of this historic event, find out more information at USSND.com. All gifts are tax deductible. USSND.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
There's a lot of things to love about Watford City, but I have a new one to add to the list. 60 degrees there yesterday. Holy buckets! Unbelievable. And some other points throughout western North Dakota. Isn't that amazing? Myra Anderson about that very important school vote tomorrow in Watford City in just a moment, as soon as we finish with Leonard and Dickinson, who is calling to tell us his thoughts on that missing airplane. Go ahead, Leonard.
Well, you made a comment that planes don't disintegrate. Well, according to the 9/11 Commission, the plane that hit the Pentagon totally disintegrated. And also plane that landed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Nothing there.
Big hole and some remnants of the plane. And, you know, I I've seen the the Pentagon before, and you had parts, you know, all over the place. And I mean, I'm just saying, without a trace. I mean, in both cases, of those both cases, there was a trace, right? I mean, so I don't know. I guess it's anything's possible, but it just seems to me I'm just leaning towards the plane is somewhere. Then the plane is blown up. But that's just my gut. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just don't know.
I helped pick up 3 B-52s that covered in, and there's always something left. It's usually the engines or the landing gears. But in the Pentagon, they weren't there.
All right, Leonard, appreciate the call. Interesting interesting debate. By the way, we did find out what the deal is with the woman that was calling earlier about the Botno women's basketball team. She was talking about Dakota College. The Lady Jacks are going to the Nationals, the Division II National Tournament. Pretty cool. By the way, so are the Sioux women. Which they won the Big Sky. How about that? So congratulations to the Lady Sioux and the Lady Jacks as well. They beat North Platte for the district championship, and so now they're going to the Nationals. So that's what that call was calling about. Got everybody taken care of there, hopefully, on the sports front. Now let's talk about a new school for Watford City. Myra Anderson is here with the Vote Yes Committee. Big vote in Watford City tomorrow. Hello, Myra. How are you?
Hi, Scott. Thank you so much for letting me put one more plug in for our yes vote.
Absolutely. I said if I was a resident of Watford City, not only would I be pretty happy about that 60-degree day, I might have a suntan. I'd also be voting yes tomorrow without question, because this is so integral to the growth and really the community needs of Watford City, isn't it?
It really is. What we want to see Watford City stay is our town. It's going to be a bigger version of our town. But with this new high school, with the present high school becoming a middle school, and with the elementary then, for the time being, going K-3, the high school, present high school going 4-6, and the new high school going 7-12, we won't have to have students in portables. They will be in permanent structures that are built to be the best educational facilities that we can have. And we're used to having the best for our kids out here.
Yeah, I mean, really, just think about that. The amount of growth, I mean, the growth is just staggering, and that's happened. We chatted recently with Steve Holden, the superintendent of schools. But explain for our listeners what kind of growth you've undergone here the last couple of years, Myra.
Well, Steve has the figures, but we have more than doubled our school population in the last 5 years. And so we have pushed our two existing buildings to the limit, and that is with the addition that we just finished at the elementary school. We need this new school, and we've gotten real positive feedback from all aspects of our community out here, from the people and what we would call elderly, which I'm soon part of that group, with the people who are empty nesters, the ones who have children in school, the ones who have kids coming up into school, longtime residents and new residents. I think we have had a tradition in Watford of looking forward, doing what was needed to take care of our problems and not waiting for someone else to step in and rescue us. And I think this is just another example of us doing that.
And I know there is a robust amount of support out there. Any questions that you're getting more often than not or regular that you want to address before folks go to the polls tomorrow, Myra?
I think we've taken care of a lot of those. One thing that I want to point out again, this is a $50 million school building project, and that includes every aspect of that school building project. Of that, only $27 million is being asked of, in the bond issue, being asked of our taxpayers. And of that $27 million, 70% of that will be paid for by the taxes paid by pipelines and oil industry, basically. So that we are getting a great deal. And I guess that's about it. I covered where the kids are going to be going to school for a while, you know, until we see where the population is going to be.
And, you know, my takeaway from all of this has been, and we did a program out there recently where we benchmarked, you know, the facility that they're asking for in Watford City with the, you know, school under construction in Bismarck and one recently built in Fargo as well. And, you know, other than having to pay a Bakken premium for construction, which happens, I mean, the land was donated for this, so the costs are higher in the Bakken, but that's the case, right? Because there's a demand for the construction. Other than that, it's a pretty modest school, yet it will allow, you know, Watford to have a school not unlike these other communities, which it certainly deserves. Watford kids deserve to not be in portables, to be in a regular school. And obviously, when you're trying to build a sense of community and encouraging more people to move their families here, that's a very important asset for the community to just, you know, have that sense of community and get out of this sort of cycle of keeping up and just staying ahead of the enormous amount of growth. So it's a really important vote. And as you mentioned, you're getting quite a bang for the buck when you're really asking for the citizens to put up about half of the dollars for the project in the way of the support that comes from them. And you put a pencil to that. I mean, we're talking about a minimal amount of money from the taxpayers on the average, what, $100,000 or $200,000 house, right, Myra?
Yes, it will be less than $100 for $100,000. Now I don't have the figures right in front of me, and I'm not the one to ask for figures. I have to have them right in front of me before I dare say anything.
No, but I saw the. I don't have it in front of me too. I saw the figure, but it was literally
It's less than $100. It's less than $100 tax increase.
Yeah, exactly.
That you're looking
right
at for $100,000 home per year. And I think when we think about what we have here and what we want to have in our community, that what you said, this will, the first thing people ask about when they're bringing their families to a new community is the school. And we have always been very proud of our school, and we will continue to be proud with this vote. I just encourage everyone to get out. If you are a resident of McKenzie County School District number 1, if you have a valid North Dakota ID, please come vote. At the vote is at the elementary school, and it starts at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, Tuesday, March 11th, and ends at 7 p.m.
All right, get out there. It's a big day for Watford City. Thanks, Myra. Myra Anderson from the Vote Yes Committee in Watford City, McKenzie County School District 1.
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If it's time for a Hurricane Force truck wash, but you hate wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10, a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Governor Jack Dalrymple takes your calls till the top of the hour here on any topics you have on your mind today. The program we call What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550 is the telephone number, toll free, 701-258-0550 or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. How about if we start with a question, Governor, for you? What's on your mind on this fine Monday?
What's on my mind is that the temperature is in the 40s, and I am so happy to see some snow melting, I can't tell you.
Ron Ness was on earlier. He said he wasn't sure there was any snow left, that it might be that 60-degree temp is going to get, you know, took care of things pretty good yesterday. That was something, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it's going to go quickly now, and got a good chance of avoiding the floods.
Well, lots of ground to cover today. A couple of things that we wanted to talk with you about. One is this call among some Democrats for a special session. We talked to Max Schneider about it and asked him, a little bit about their reasoning behind it, but I want to give you a chance to address what you thought of this idea of a special session to meet funding needs for Western North Dakota. Good idea or bad idea?
That has to be determined, and I think I set out on a plan to speak to public officials in Western North Dakota, city mayors especially. I think the hub cities are the ones that are really, feeling the impacts of the growth, but also county commissioners. I want to hear directly from some of them exactly what they're facing in 2014 and 2015. I also want to talk to a number of legislators and, you know, see how they feel about the idea. But I'm not, going to try to prejudge this. I think the question is going to be, do we absolutely need a special session, or can we deal with some of the concerns in another way, which would include the possibility of getting some early action out of the legislature when they arrive in January.
A lot of the folks in these oil impacted communities believe the formula is unfair. Watford City Mayor Brent Sanford said at a recent meeting of the Association of Oil and Gas Counties, hey, we give $1.2 billion, we get back $80 million. What's wrong with this picture? Your reaction to that particular formula, disparity that he's talking about there, and in a larger sense, does the formula need to change?
Well, I think that, we do need to do more for Western North Dakota, even though we have done a tremendous amount up until now. We're doing a tremendous amount in 2013-15. But looking ahead, I think we can say that, we're going to have to do more again next session. And, the formula is a split of the oil tax revenue. But that kind of a discussion really requires a full session when everybody can sit down
and talk about it, because, you know, if you give more to one group of counties or one group of cities, that's money that's now not going to some other place. And so you need, you know, the full legislative assembly to really, you know, hatch that one out.
You know, the dollars obviously are going to be allocated by the legislature, right? They've sort of proven that. And I think, you know, you had a big push last session for infrastructure as an example. An extraordinary amount of infrastructure was allocated statewide, but certainly as well specifically for the oil impacted counties and communities. So much so, I don't even think they're able to spend it yet, even to date, to the degree it was allocated. Am I right about that, by the way?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right, Scott. And that's a point that, you know, we needs to be made, that out of this $2.6 billion that is headed for Western North Dakota, we still have about $1.13 billion that has not, you know, even gone out yet. And we've got to realize that, you know, the oil and gas tax distributions come in like, you know, every month, looking like they're basically going higher every month, too. A lot of our highway work, of course, can only happen during the construction season. So 2014 is going to be the big year for these expenditures. And I really think that to some extent, you know, people just need to realize that there's still a lot of money coming.
Yeah, it seems like one of the big catches is a lot of these communities are having to take on additional debt. And by the way, in some cases having trouble getting that because of the sunset clause that was in some of the funding last session. Could the Bank of North Dakota, you know, for instance, say, okay, let's come up with a way for these communities to catch up? We know that ultimately these dollars are going to come in and be allocated in each session, you know, maybe a 1% loan, you know, over a period of time that would be sufficient to be able to catch up, if you will. I mean, is there a role for Bank of North Dakota in this, in relieving some of the pain points of these communities?
Well, there absolutely is. And we have, in fact, already approved some loan authority through the Industrial Commission for a special Bank of North Dakota program for oil-impacted communities. And there are people already beginning to take advantage of that. That's a new program. It's unprecedented. But basically, it allows cities to deal with their cash flow needs, you know, until more revenue comes in. You know, the long-term debt situation is different in every city, but what we see in most of the hub cities is a big effort to try to really hold down on their long-term debt and at the end of the day wind up with very little long-term debt. And, you know, I think that's certainly a good conservative thing to do. Another thing we've been able to do in the interim, you know, without any legislative session, is we've been able to move money from our state water commission directly to hub cities that have water supply needs. Just the other day, we got $18 million to Dickinson, $7 million to Watford City, and $7 million to Williston to help with water supply investments. So, you know, there are, you know, things that we are doing right now, even though the legislature is not here.
Charles and Drake, question for our guest, Governor Jack Dalrymple, 800-228-0550. He'll be here at the top of the hour if you have a question or comment. Give us a ring.
Yes,
go ahead, Charles.
Yeah. Good morning. See, it's hard to follow the governor because he's talking politician, at least for me, you know. But anyway, I've been in Germany for 3 months, so I'm maybe a little out of touch here. But I don't think the taxpayers should be stuck for anything here because of these oil companies and all the oil that's being produced. What should happen is they shouldn't get any kind of a tax break, and they should be just pouring money into our highway systems, our schools, et cetera, et cetera. And we got to start releasing this money. Now, I'm a conservative, so I don't spend like a Democrat, but we got to start spending a little bit here on our highway system and infrastructure. That's my opinion.
All right, Charles, thanks for the call. Let's have the governor respond to that for you.
I agree with him 100%. You know, I have never suggested that we do anything but keep our oil taxes on the oil industry in place. I think we need that money for our huge infrastructure investments. And as I said before, the amount of money that has gone into them up until today is huge, and it's going to be even more going forward. And at the same time, Scott, I'm proud to say we have been able to lower income taxes and lower property taxes. So we're doing both.
John and Powers Light listening on KTGO. We just lost John. John, if you want to call back, you can. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let me ask you about the vote of the North Dakota Industrial Commission on extraordinary places last week. A lot of back and forth on that, and a lot of concern from the ag community about property rights. I know in the end, the sort of split the baby on the public comment part of that, where it's public lands only, not private lands. And obviously it garnered your support, so I understand you're okay with the compromise. Have the concerns of those that it raised the issue in the comment period and otherwise, in your view, been fairly mitigated here?
Well, I think so. You know, we got an awful lot of comments, you know, on the issue. It's a kind of a complicated policy question. People would like to identify extraordinary places. They would like to think that they're getting a little bit of extra attention, making sure that there are no bad impacts in some of those special spots. But I think, you know, the 2 points here, Scott. First of all, we have been doing this already, and we continue to do it every day. When the Industrial Commission issues a permit, we look very carefully at whether there need to be any stipulations on the permit and, you know, move that well site to a place that, you know, can have the least possible impact. And I think our people in the oil and gas division have been doing a great job of that already. So it's not that it's broken, but I did agree that identifying certain places for sort of extra attention is a good idea. The whole question about private property versus public property gets really kind of touchy, but we heard from an awful lot of people in western North Dakota, including public officials, county commissioners, who said, you know, don't start trying to influence what happens to people's private property by taking hundreds of public comments. It's not fair to that property owner, and it doesn't do any good. And I think that that is a serious policy question. That's a major decision. And I felt in the end that at the very least, it's something that should be discussed with our legislature.
All right, take a break there. Come back with more with Governor Dalrymple. Talk about security breach and some important university and the health information systems, also the visit of the administrator of the EPA and the governor's reaction to that. More coming up.
On your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
It's March. Time for a great deal at Chase on the Lake. Get a load of this. Any Sunday through Thursday, two nights at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. With everything you could ever need. A 502 restaurant that is phenomenal. A huge swimming pool and sauna and hot tub, bowling alley, meeting rooms. Folks, I could go on and on and on. And, of course, all the outdoor activities, plus that copper door Aveda spa. So they have it all. You get two nights, plus your choice of two spa treatments at the award-winning Copper Door Aveda Spa or a four-hour snowmobile rental, all for less than $100 a night. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. If you want this deal, you have to call so they can set your reservations on the snowmobiles or the spa treatment. 888-CHASE-06. Tell them Scott sent you. 888-CHASE-06. Chase 06 for Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Self-reliance, survival supplies, survival skills, national experts. Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers. This spring in Tulsa, it's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. A must-be-there event. Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests. David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers. Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference. Hear Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network. Along with many other leading national experts. Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations, walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more. Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission. Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalists Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event. Get your free tickets now. NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What's on your mind for a Monday with Todd Mitchell? I'm Scott Hinnon, and your calls welcome for our guest, Governor Jack Dalrymple, here at 800-228-0550. And John in Powers Lake, listening on KTGO, has a question. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, this is John Elverson from Powers Lake. I'm the mayor, and the funding for the city to the state is going just fine, but I understand the school systems in Powers Lake and Burr County and Divide County were cut last year at the assembly because of a funding change on the formula for the oil impacted counties, and we suffered quite a cut, and I was wondering if anything could be done to address that in a special session.
I have to answer that, Scott, right away by saying I don't believe that they would have received an actual cut, because there was a provision in that bill that provided an absolute hold harmless on funding for school districts. There were changes, but overall, every school, you know, should have gained. The only thing that a school district cannot guard against is declining enrollment. We do our state funding according to, you know, a payment per pupil. And if a school district is shrinking, you know, that can be a strain. But the legislature has never felt that we should pay for students who aren't there.
Does that help, John?
No, I guess the enrollments in these schools are increasing. And from the information I gained at an informational meeting at the school, they said they were cut because of the funding change in the oil impact area.
Yeah, I'd be glad to get the actual numbers for you. This would be for Powers Lake, and did you mention another district?
Yeah, Divide County.
Divide County. Yeah, I'd be glad to, you know, send you that information. The formula does take into account 75% of the mineral revenue that the school district receives if they have oil wells, you know, in their county. And that is the way the formula has worked before. But if the oil tax revenues are increasing, the percentage of the funding that would come from oil could increase. That is possible, but the overall funding level should be going up.
Mr. Mayor, thanks for the call, and we'll look forward to hearing back once you get those numbers and chat more about that that particular story. But there's not you know, something that happens every day. The mayor said he's happy, he's okay with the city funding, Governor, just concerned about the school. So that's not a call you get every day, is it?
No, that's good information, and I'm looking forward to sending them the facts on Divide County and Powers Lake Schools, because we really like people to totally understand, you know, what the funding picture is for their school districts.
Appreciate the call. Update us on what we know about the security breach, the health information and university systems here.
Well, okay, you're talking about the security breach in higher ed?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something that I don't have a lot of details on, but I know that they are very concerned about it because they, as yet, do not know for sure exactly what kind of information may have fallen into the wrong hands. I think they're still hopeful that someone was using their server and they were not specifically looking for their information. But the only thing I know about it is that the university system has contracted now with a company to provide identity protection coverage insurance for 1 year to all the people whose information was on the server. So I'm glad to see that they're doing something proactive and addressing the matter. Even though they still don't know whether anything was actually taken.
Only have a minute left, but I have to ask you about your conversation with Gina McCarthy, the EPA administrator. What was your takeaway from the visit?
Well, Gina McCarthy has been in the environmental administration area for a lot of her career. She's from Boston. She's got a big Boston accent. She pronounces her name McCarthy, and, you know, I think she's not hard to talk to at all, but, you know, that doesn't mean much when it comes to the EPA. You know, their rules and everything that we're seeing these days are putting more and more pressure on all of us in the western part of the United States. And, of course, the coal emissions, the CO2 emissions issue is the big topic of the day. She tried to make it sound like we would not be experiencing severe reductions in CO2 allowances in our existing coal plants. But, you know, we are nevertheless doing everything we can to impress upon them that it is not fair to treat coal plants differently.
Yeah, no kidding. Governor, thanks for the time. It always goes quick when we have you on. Appreciate you joining us today on the program. Tackle these topics in the news, and we'll chat again soon. Thanks.
I'm happy to do it, Scott. Enjoyed it. Thanks a lot.
Enjoy this weather, by golly. All right, Mr. Mitchell, we'll see you tomorrow. Clay Jenkinson among our guests tomorrow on the program. Looking forward to that conversation on What's On Your Mind. God bless
you.
Bye-bye.
You're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest for a clean, comfortable, affordable room. Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best on business or vacation. Quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com. USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, ussnd.com. Donate today at ussnd.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.